The debate over what to do about climate change often comes down to the cost. The Obama administration unveiled its proposed rules for limiting greenhouse gases today, and critics and proponents alike claim to know how it will affect consumers. Business and coal industry groups say it will raise electricity bills. Environmental Protection Administrator Gina McCarthy says this.
Critics claim that your energy bills will skyrocket. Well, they're wrong. Should I say that again? They're wrong.
But as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, trying to handicap electricity costs is tough.
There are a number of reasons it's hard to project what retail electricity might cost in the future. One has to do with energy markets, fluctuation in things like the price of natural gas, which has fallen in recent years. Another is regional variation. Different areas of the country, the Northeast, for example, rely less on coal, whereas mid-Atlantic states rely heavily on cheap coal-fired power. Also, roughly half of states, including Mississippi and Missouri, are regulated, which means utility companies are guaranteed a rate of return and costs are therefore more likely to pass directly to consumers. But energy markets in states like Michigan and Maryland are deregulated, so companies set their prices, and it's much harder to say how much will pass through. Dallas Bertraw is a researcher for Resources for the Future, a nonprofit group that studies the economics of environmental policy. He says ultimately states will decide how they want to meet the new emissions goals.
There are a variety of approaches that could be called cost-effective in that they keep the cost as low as possible.
But, he says, determining specifically who will pay how much more is very hard. As a general rule, Bertraw says consumers living in areas that draw power from coal-fired plants are likely to see the biggest increases in their bills. Then again, consumers in those states already pay lower than the national average. The EPA estimates the cost of compliance at about $8 billion a year, but points out those costs will be offset by improvements in public health and other benefits. But because states will have a lot of leeway in how they meet the new standards, much of what electricity will cost will be shaped by what state policymakers eventually decide.
We are at the point of a historical shift in which the center of the climate policy debate is going to move outside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., and into 50 state capitals.
Robert Ethier is vice president of market development for the New England Independent System Operator, which creates a marketplace for electricity producers and distributors in six states. He says he expects market factors, not regulation, will have a much bigger impact on power bills.
I would still certainly expect that by far the dominant driver of wholesale prices and then ultimately retail prices is going to be the cost of the input fuels.
Whether natural gas continues to undercut coal prices, for example. And, Ethier notes, the states in his region started taking part in a cap-and-trade system where states auction off permits allowing power companies to emit greenhouse gases. Since that started in 2008, he says, it hasn't had a huge impact on consumer prices.
Well, we can detect the changes. They have been, at least to date, relatively modest.
States will have 2 years to submit their implementation plans. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.